Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. The best is yet to come. God says so. Today we look at 1 John chapter 3, the first three verses. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. All who have this hope in Him purify themselves just as He is pure. Morning messages can be an important part of the classroom routines, a way to let students know about any changes to the schedule, any special visitors, an upcoming event, or even just the approaching stay-at-home days of the weekend. These reminders help the class prepare for and look forward to what's coming. In our text for today, we hear some messages that help us be prepared for our life here on earth and our eternal life to come. First, we are reminded that we are children of God. It's who we are and where we find our purpose and our value. Before we can fully appreciate this status, though, we must remember who we are by nature, enemies of God, trapped in our sin. And yet, despite our sinfulness and failure to obey God's law, God so loved the world that He sent His one and only Son to pay the penalty for our sins. John 3:16. Jesus came to pay the price and defeat sin and death on our behalf. Through faith in Him, we are now forgiven children of God, our Heavenly Father, and like a good Father, God is there to provide for our needs, protect us from harm, and guide us through the ups and downs of life. We can get so caught up in the things, the possessions, the vacations, the opportunities, the finances of this world. But next, we will hear a reminder that this world is not our forever home. We have something much better, much greater to look forward to. When Christ appears to take us to our heavenly home, we will see Him in His glory, and we will be like Him. We don't know exactly what our heavenly bodies will be like or how they will be the same or different from how we know them to be now, but we can be confident they will be perfect because they will be like Jesus. And we will live with God where tears and exhaustion and heartache and worry will no longer exist. The best is truly yet to come. So, finally, as we look ahead to our eternal home, we live with this heavenly perspective in mind. As God's children, we now strive to stay away from sin and sinful behaviors, and when we fail, we confess our wrongdoing, trust in God's free and full forgiveness, and with God's guidance, make a conscious effort to change. Our identity as God's children changes the way we talk, act, and serve. And whatever our days may bring, we ultimately look ahead to future glory, an eternal home in heaven. And that's not just a nice message. It's a true and certain fact. Live in the confidence of being God's child today. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for making us Your children, valuable members of Your family. Forgive us for the times we doubt Your love for us and fail to keep You as the priority in our lives. Fill us with joy, hope, and encouragement as we look ahead to our heavenly home with You and point the families and children we serve in the same direction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A question to consider. It's easy for us to get distracted in the day-to-day to-do lists of this world. What would help you keep things in perspective and stay focused on the heavenly glory awaiting you? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.